Welcome to another episode of Talking Soulful. I'm Joe, and today I'm sharing a little tidbit about my journey, just a glimpse into the path that's led me here to this space with you. This episode relates to an unknown calling I believe I have had all my life. It leads into and shapes the kaleidoscope of stories to come. From questions that stirred my curiosity to moments that shaped my understanding. This story is small, but meaningful. A piece of the puzzle. So let's get started and take a step into exploring possibilities together. Here we go. At some point in my life, I came to agree with what others have often said about me, that I have a gift. What exactly that gift is, I'm not entirely sure. Nor can I fully articulate it. It feels like something natural, something innate within me that activates when necessary for myself, for others, and not just for people. Years ago, my husband jokingly began nicknaming me Jesus, not out of irreverence, but as his way of describing the sincere intensity of what he witnessed. He noticed how people and even animals seemed drawn to me. Perfect strangers would unburden themselves, sharing their deepest thoughts, feelings, and experiences without hesitation. In the Bahamas, where we lived in the quiet beauty of Little Exuma for a short time, I noticed this connection extended to the natural world. Frogs, lizards, turtles, and other creatures seemed inexplicably drawn to me. It was a very profound time, as did some of the locals. This was a small, brief start, window into my, I guess, coaching people or just being there before I was even coaching people. So let me be clear, I don't consider myself Jesus at all. That nickname was simply my husband's way of expressing the kindness, compassion, and deep understanding he saw in me. Something I wasn't always fully aware of myself. It's not something I do consciously. It simply happens. It's simply me. Over the years, my husband, family, and friends have heard many stories about spiritual and mystical moments I've experienced. I don't always know what to call them. However, they've deepened my belief in something greater than ourselves. They've expanded my belief in something greater than ourselves. An energy, a life force that connects us all, each and every one, each and everything. Some of these moments were profound. Others were small and intricate. The small and intricate moments often hold the deepest meaning. It's interesting. My advice is look for them. Don't look for the big ones. Look for the little ones and really experience them. They have the power to shift your perspective and guide you toward greater understanding in ways that you can't even imagine. Once they start, they just keep happening. I am going to tell you a little tidbit about that because it's not a constant flow. It's not like you're turning on the tap and the water just keeps going and you just keep experiencing every single minute and every single second. It's not like that. Life still has to be lived here. We still have to exist in this life. So it happens in waves. It comes rolling in like the waves on the shore, and it rolls back out, and it gives you some time to just live and be or reflect and grow. So be mindful of the expectations. Reflecting on my journey through my 3 years of PTSD and heightened anxiety, I have come to believe that it temporarily severed my connection to this gift. And that was painful. It still is, actually. Painful to know that it severed that connection. And at some level, it felt like it was intentional. The more I came out of it, the more it felt like it was intentional to cut me off from growing. Was it? I don't know. That is still unknown and perhaps yet to be revealed. During that time, I felt cut off from the magical, evolving energy that had once flowed so naturally through my life and my work as a meditative mind coach. That isolation was profound, and it left me feeling very disconnected in ways that I can hardly describe. Coming out of it and reconnecting, it nudged me to write the mini book, Spiritual Significance, The Invisible Ties of Connection and Disconnection, because I really found that that feeling of being disconnected from literally everything, everyone, including yourself, was so dark and profound. Getting reconnected slowly was part of the healing growth process to bring me back towards who I really am. But enough about that book. It actually had meaning. I don't know how good or not it is, but I wrote it. And that's why. So moving on, over the past couple of years of healing, something has literally been resetting within me. It's as though the doors and windows to this gift that I spoke about are reopening. In a recent visit with my brother, who has faced his own profound journey of survival that opened the door to spiritual exploration for him, was particularly eye-opening in so many very cool ways. Of course, the most important one was to spend the time with him and reconnect after his journey of surviving and living something really tragic. As I listened to him, I felt something stir in me. That part of me that could just sit and experience and listen. And not just listen, but experience. It was an unmistakable reawakening. It was a feeling I hadn't experienced in years. And during that time, a full body yes from the universe came wailing through. And let me explain that, because it's something that I've had for many years. I told my brother, oh my God, I'm feeling this thing. Because see, my hairs are standing up. This is a yes from the universe. It's always been a yes. I would bet money that I do not have and put myself into a lot of trouble based on this feeling. It's crazy. I had lost it and it came back during that visit, and I experienced it so profound. It's a sensation that washes over me like an undeniable wave of energy, affirming that I'm right, or what I was just saying is a yes. The experience is as if angels are reaching through the skies and touching me. You know that gentle palm someone places on your hand or your arm or your back or your shoulder from a sincere person? We've all experienced that in our life and we feel it. Well, it's like that times 100, maybe even 1,000. It's incredible, comforting and electrifying at the same time. Sometimes it feels as though energy is pouring out of me through every pore also. Maybe it's a give and take, I don't know, but it's amazing. And very many people in my life have experienced those moments with me, even clients over the years, because I just can't help myself but to say, oh my God, I got a huge yes. This is serious. Listen, we're on the right path. They've seen it, watched it, felt it, believed it, just like me. I don't know. Can't bottle it. I wish I could. Can't tell you how to activate it. It's all up to you. Maybe I will be able to at some point. Moving forward, maybe this is what this journey's all about. Have you ever felt an energy, either within yourself or from someone else, that seemed undeniable? Maybe it was a sense of calm, a spark of connection, or a natural pull that you just couldn't quite explain. What did it feel like? How did it impact you? Feel free to share your stories. I'm interested too. So there you have it. That's a short and sweet of, something about me that will explain, maybe, more of what's to come. Do you believe there's something more? Do you search for meaning and connection? I did, all my life. So here on Talking Soulful, I'll share my stories, both the profound and the intricate. And new and current in synchronicities, and open the dialogue to yours. Because this is about sharing. This is about growing, expanding, discovering together. Let's dive into the depths of what it means to be connected to something greater, to learn, grow, rediscover the vast and beautiful connection that surrounds us all. That's it for now. Take care. See you soon.